Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for November 10th, 2015. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'll be talking with Suzanne Mulick about how actin dynamics can regulate gene expression. The actin cytoskeleton is not a static structure. It's highly dynamic, with actin filaments continuously polymerizing and depolymerizing to allow cells to move or divide, or even just to maintain their shape. Actin filaments are long chains of polymerized actin. In the polymerized state, actin is referred to as F-actin or filamentous actin. In their free state, actin monomers are called G-actin or globular actin. As actin filaments are destroyed, G-actin is released and can be used again to make new actin filaments. In addition to driving cell migration and proliferation, actin dynamics can also influence gene expression. The transcriptional coactivator MKL1 promotes the expression of genes that are associated with cell migration, adhesion, and proliferation. MKL1 stays in the cytoplasm when it's bound to G-actin, but it translocates into the nucleus when it dissociates from G-actin. In the nucleus, MKL1 cooperates with a transcription factor called SRF to promote the expression of its target genes. A new study in this week's issue of Science Signaling from a group led by Suzanne Mulick shows that not only does MKL1 have to dissociate from G-actin, it also has to associate with an F-actin binding protein called filamin A in order to stimulate expression of its target genes. Mulick spoke to me from Ludwig Maximilian's University in Munich. Hi, Dr. Mulick. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Hello.
It makes sense that gene expression affects actin dynamics. Genes that encode proteins that modify the actin cytoskeleton have to be made in order for cells to be able to move and to divide. But why is the reciprocal true? Why is it biologically important that actin dynamics can affect gene transcription?
So the cell has to sense how much G and F actin is available in order to adjust the expression of cytoskeletal genes accordingly. A communication of the state of actin rearrangements to the genome is especially important for cellular processes that involve dynamic cytoskeletal changes, such as cell motility or cell proliferation or adhesion.
So it's sort of a feedback mechanism.
Exactly.
In general, how do actin dynamics affect gene expression?
Changes in G-actin levels can be sensed by G-actin binding proteins. The polymerization of G-actin into F-actin can result in the release of G-actin binding proteins, their nuclear translocation, and activation of nuclear transcription factors. This mechanism is best characterized for the transcriptional coactivator MKL1 we are working on. But furthermore, rearrangements of F-actin fibers can lead to the release of F-actin binding proteins followed by their nuclear translocation. An example here is the regulation of an androgen receptor by F-actin binding proteins such as chelzolin or supervillain.
What sorts of genes does MKL1 regulate?
So first of all, I think I should explain what MKL1 stands for, why it's named MKL1. So it's called megakaryoblastic leukemia because it was initially identified to its involvement in acute megakaryoblastic leukemia, but it's also termed MRTFA or MAL. And MKL1 is a transcriptional coactivator of serum response factor that promotes the expression of genes that are associated with cell proliferation, cell motility, adhesion, and differentiation. And MKL1 is also critical for metastasis and tumor growth. We recently found that the depletion of MKL1 abolishes hepatocellular carcinoma growth. So it's also important for tumor growth.
As you mentioned before, it was already known that MKL1 binds to G-actin and that that's what keeps MKL1 in the cytosol. Is the dissociation of MKL1 from G-actin essentially an indicator that the cell is undergoing some period of very active actin dynamics?
Right. MCAR1 is inactive when it's bound to this monomeric G-actin, but signals that activate the small GDPase-RhoA cause actin polymerization, G-actin depletion, and MCAR1 dissociation from G-actin.
So now your group has identified an additional criterion that has to be met before MKL1 can stimulate gene expression. In addition to releasing G-actin, something else has to happen. What is that?
So we found a new mechanism of MKL1 activation that is mediated through its binding to filamin A, an F-actin binding protein. And the interaction of filamin A and MKL1 was required for the expression of MKL1 target genes. We identified the region of interaction between MKL1 and filamin A, and cells expressing an MKL1 mutant that is not able to bind filamin A exhibited reduced expression of MKL1 target genes. The induction and the repression of target genes correlated with the extent of the filamin A-MKL1 interaction. LPA treatment promoted the interaction of MKL1 and filamin A, whereas actin polymerization inhibition, for example by latroncholine B, dissociated MKL1 filamin A binding and decreased MKL1 and SIF target genes expression. And so we conclude that filamin A acts as a cellular transducer, linking actin polymerization to MKL1 and SIF activity, and thereby counteracting the known repressive complex of MKL1 and monomeric G-actin. We found that the induction of MKL1 target genes by a MKL mutant unable to bind G-actin was abrogated in the absence of filamin A. And these data suggest that binding to filamin A is required for MKL1 target gene expression.
Does filamin A have to be released from F-actin before it can interact with MKL1?
The work that has been done suggests that there's a multi-protein complex composed of MKL1, filamin A, and F-actin. And this implies that filamin A does not have to be released from F-actin in order to bind MKL1, but that's work for the future, so we are not sure yet.
F-actin is present in both the cytosol and in the nucleus, so it's not clear whether this complex is really forming in the nucleus or in the cytoplasm?
Right. So we don't know yet, but we are working on it currently.
How does MKL1-mediated gene expression feed back to contribute to cell movement?
So we found that the interaction of MKL1 and filamin A plays an important role for cell movement because the cells expressing an MKL1 mutant unable to bind filamin A displayed reduced motile properties. The interaction of MKL1 and filamin A promotes the expression of MKL target genes that contribute to the execution of cellular motile functions, such as integrins or regulators of actin dynamics.
Why is it not sufficient that MKL1 release G-actin? Because that's an indicator that the cell is actively polymerizing actin, right? That it's depleting its G-actin stores.
Right.
So why is this? There also this additional requirement that MKL1 binds to filamin A?
Exactly. So that's what we are currently working on, because we know from these experiments that filamin A binding is required, and it's possible that it has to do with MKL1 phosphorylation, because MKL1 phosphorylation can regulate switching from G-actin to F-actin, and thereby filamin A could mediate the switching of F and G-actin binding to MKL1, but this is ongoing work, so we are not sure yet.
Dr. Mulick, thanks for talking about your research with us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
That was Suzanne Mulick discussing a paper by Kircher and colleagues from the November 10th issue of Science Signaling. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any comments or questions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.